Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan, and I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. And if you're new to this podcast, I'm so happy you found us here. Thank you for tuning in. My intention for this podcast is to help you bridge your deepest dreams and desires with your day-to-day reality, so that you can find your calm and natural life balance again every day. Because when you do that, you step into your true self and true power. Here is the thing, that the times we're living in now are asking us to expand, to become more aware, take care of ourselves in a different way, take care of the earth in a different way. I'm especially passionate about teaching how you can do that and deepen your self-awareness using meditation or yoga, energy healing, coaching techniques, and tools like journaling and the energy of crystals and the healing effects of essential oils, all of that together to help you evolve. A lot of breakthroughs have happened on this show, and today we're talking about a funky thing that happens when finally that breakthrough comes, when it comes through, when it's there, when that success you've been asking for finally shows up. We're talking about feeling guilty for your success and how to step into greatness. And we're also going to do a simple practice together in this show at the end of the show. So stay with me until the end to experience that. So why is it that we're feeling guilty and like a fraud sometimes when success or that desired breakthrough finally shows up? I want to share a bit of a personal story on this because I experienced exactly this recently, and that is when I tried, I shouldn't say tried, but when my business flourished all of a sudden. After a period of great success with my business where everything was flowing, I felt unstoppable in the pursuit of a very important business milestone. And it was, in fact, when I first launched my online course, Self-Care Accelerator. And when it was finished, I felt excited and so empowered and to finally be able to share this with you and the world. It was such a great feeling of being recognized and seen when family and friends and our tribe, my tribe cheer on me and gave me compliments. But, and there's a big but in there, it's like I didn't believe that I deserved all of this after all. Have you had that same feeling? It's like we get worried that it's not going to last, or it's just too good to be true. And that's when the emotional doors close. So as soon as I reached this very milestone that I've worked so hard for, I felt on top of the world And immediately the rain clouds were coming in and dimmed my light. And this was a very heavy feeling, like trying to move forward in syrup. And it was my inner voice saying, oh no, it can't be that good. It's too good to be true. Who are you to put out this into the world? Do you really think you're the right person to share this? That's, and on it went, right? Do you also have an example of this happening to you? Really feeling like a lot of guilt or fraud when you've done something that's so great? Do you also feel guilty when you've worked so hard for something and finally can see the fruits of your labor? And that feeling when success actually happens, when we show ourselves our greatness and it's evident both to ourselves and the world. We all want to see ourselves being seen and heard. Everyone has this need and is seeking it constantly, now more than ever. So how do we stay there at the top of excitement and celebrate in expansion with ease instead of backing down? That's what this show is about today. So why are we feeling guilty and shutting down when we finally get the attention we want? And when we have the success we worked so hard for? And when we've manifested exactly what we'd asked for? Why is that? The reason, here's what I've come to understand, is that the reason is that we're actually afraid of our greatness and for being judged for our success. And being judged for our success now when we have it in our hand, when it actually happened. And it feels like when we get our taste, when we get a taste of our own greatness, the emotional doors close and we stop taking action. And here's a key piece to this. And when this happens, it's the ego that is in full play, full on play for sure. Because I get questions sometimes, how do you know what's your ego and what's not? And how is this linked to how I feel about the success that I've reached and that I've created myself? Interesting question, right? Here is a way you can relate to this connection between the ego and the feelings of guilt that you may feel when you have that success showing up for you. When we are evolving, going through personal growth and expanding our perception of our life, and our emotional ceiling needs to be stretched as well. And it's not just about what we're able to produce, because the emotional ceiling, what we've experienced before, may not be in the place of where you are now. If you have gone through some extensive personal growth or are in the process of it, your emotions may not follow yet. And that's what I mean with the emotional ceiling needs to be stretched as well as you go through your expansion and growth. But all too well, we know this inner voice who says, you don't have what it takes, right? Or, who are you to think you can up-level your life experience and expand beyond what you are today? So in the moment when we reach a new peak, when we indeed reach that expansion we have asked for, the ego is immediately trying to make us question the success. And it makes us question ourselves and our own greatness. This is the time where so many are listening to the ego, because it's very familiar to us. The ego is talking to us all the time, right? And that's when people are backing down, starting to excuse themselves and downplay the success that they actually have manifested and created for themselves. Not you. Not this time, right? We're not going to let that happen. because you want to stay and celebrate the peak of greatness that you just have created instead of backing down and feeling guilty for it during your best times. And when I say the peak of greatness, that doesn't have to be something major, because if you feel that you have made a breakthrough, small or large breakthrough in your life, you should feel that you can stay up there on that peak and celebrate instead of having your ego coming down on you to say, who are you to do this? Or who are you to feel this good? So next, I'll teach you some simple steps, some tools that you can pull out once you feel that that your ego is dragging you down in the rabbit hole of guilt instead of letting you celebrate and feel good about yourself, your expansion, and success. Here we go. And this might sound counteractive, but it's necessary. As you hit your emotional ceiling, and because that's why you're feeling guilty, you need to slow down. You need to take a step back and sit with this feeling and simply learn from it. Because this is a golden opportunity to find out where your guilt is stemming from. And this is a step that a lot of people are missing. They don't want to sit with this feeling of guilt. They don't want to go back in your history, in your experiences, to find out where that guilt is stemming from. And it might not be that you're hitting exactly when, but just the honoring yourself by slowing down, sitting with it, that's a really key step. So if you've made a breakthrough in your life, your business, at work, or in your relationships, or anything that you're considering a great success of yours, you're also positioned to grow personally on the inside, stretching that emotional ceiling. This is where potential comes from, by growing on the inside. Not what you do, but who you are being. And it takes self-awareness to expand that emotional ceiling. So by learning about what this guilt originally came from is critical to be able to move past it. So that's the first step. Really, to keep the momentum of success is to take a step back and feel that guilt that may show up when you have the prize in your hands and when you are at that top and you have had that breakthrough. What you will do next in step number two. So here is how you can go back to the guilt's origin. The feeling of guilt that comes up now that you feel is likely a very similar feeling as to a situation in your life that has happened in the past. But the situation now may not look the same on the surface, but your feeling is the same. So go back in time and try to identify the earliest memory of this feeling. And this, you may have to sit with this, as I said earlier, a little bit. But a great tool to use here is to use your journal to capture what comes up. Write it down. And as you go back in time, write down who were you with, for example, and what were you doing and what happened? And sometimes this is the most important. How did other people react to you? And if so, what were the reactions they had at the time? Because the past often travels with us through feelings that once were created, but those feelings may not have any relevance to today's situation. So ask yourself, how is this feeling of guilt still relevant in my life today? And likely you'll find out that this feeling of guilt is no longer relevant, but you've been carrying it with you and carrying it forward for years, perhaps. So is it time now to let go of it now and stretch your emotional ceiling to include self-love and self-compassion for yourself and your success and who you are now, and really believe in who you are now and that what you do is important now? So after this look into the past of where this guilt feeling may stem from, it's time to, in the third step here, to replace that feeling of guilt and replace the feeling of guilt with the feeling of trust and expansion. Because you can replace the guilt with trust instead, and the trust in yourself, trust in that you deserve this success that you have now. So today, you don't need more validation from family, friends, and the rest of the world, which really is a need that our ego keeps telling us that we need over and over again. We need that validation. Because you are strong enough to be successful all by yourself without the validation. Through your recent success, you got to experience your greatness. And you can keep it that way. It won't go away unless you allow it to. Unless you allow that guilt to take over and step down from the peak of success that you may have or the breakthrough that you just experienced. So here's to the opportunity to stretch your emotional ceiling and replace the feeling of guilt with trust and expansion. So I told you in the beginning of the in the intro that we were going to do a little exercise, a little practice live here today in this podcast episode. So are you ready for that? We're going to do it together, and I may actually also record this little exercise in a separate audio in case you want to. If in case you're in the car, for example, you can't maybe do it now. So I want you to be able to go back and do it whenever you want to. But let's go through it here, and you can just follow along if you are in a place where you can't really, you know, close your eyes or so. So we're going to start this exercise, and this exercise is very simple but powerful. It's a meditation to release the sense of feeling guilty. So how many more people than me are needing that right now? So join me for this. And we're going to start with a centering. So find a quiet space where you can sit by yourself and sit down somewhere comfortable and commit to sit still for the next few minutes. Notice your surroundings. Notice the place you're in. And take a moment here to notice how you feel right now. And feel how you feel right now with no judgment, or just notice. And let's close your eyes and take a deep inhale through your nose and hold this breath for 10 seconds and feel everything that's up for you. Release the breath through your mouth and a flowing exhale. So now we're going to experience yourself last time when you were feeling guilty for your success, with all the worries that it came with. Envision yourself putting that guilt like it was something you can touch. Put that guilt in a box, an imaginary box, and close the lid. And this can be done with the physical box as well, but you can write it down, your guilt and how that comes out for you on a paper and put it in the box and closing the lid. If you don't have the box or the paper, just do it imaginative exercise here, closing the lid. Now, bring in a vision of your success you just manifested. Go back to that feeling of success, expansion, and see your face as you celebrate. Think about all the reasons you created this success for. Why did you do it? Enjoy all of those reasons and see yourself totally immersed in that success and extend beyond today. Feel the feeling you want to feel in this moment. Open your mouth and tell yourself out loud, I deserve success and greatness. I am enough. Let's say it together. I deserve success and greatness. I am enough. Let's take a full inhale here again through the nose and a long flowing exhale through the mouth. Here you can also write down your own sentence that represents that feeling of success and put it up in a visible space so that you can return to it when guilt comes up. That's another way of repeating this successful feeling for yourself. But right now you're having your eyes closed. So let's take another deep inhale through your nose and release through the mouth. And when you feel ready, blink open your eyes. So this release expand exercise can be repeated as often as you need to. It's going to put you back in a place of trust and expansion so that you can truly enjoy the success you've created and deserve. You're created to feel joy. You're created to evolve. And you're created to move more into yourself. What we've been talking about today in the show is how guilt can really hold you back from enjoying the success that you manifest and create. It's a practice to expand that emotional ceiling that you may have been operating within for a long time. But if you're here listening to this podcast, you are ready to bring new ways of relating to your reality into your life. Because the guilt that you may feel when you have a breakthrough or success, it can be transformed into self-compassion if you're open to go to the root of that guilt. Self-awareness practices like the one I shared today are great ways to release that energy that the guilt represents. And feeling guilty when you're successful is likely based on something that reminds you of a past experience when that guilt was triggered, and it may not be relevant. That guilt feeling may not be relevant for you today. So consider that. The success that comes from being guided from your true self, when you feel that you are connected to your true self, is powerful, undeniable, and unquestionable. And it's that feeling of no point of return and the freedom that comes with that feeling of feeling aligned with your success instead of having to make excuses or feeling that you have to back down. Who you are now deserves expansion and joy. So here's a summary of the simple tools that we talked about in this show today. Keep the momentum of success by taking a step back, because really this first tool is critical. if you want to gain more self-awareness, you'll have to step back, sit with the feelings, and then in the next step, go back to the stem of those feelings. Look at and look at its relevance today, which is likely not that relevant anymore. This feeling of whatever, it's guilt or any other feeling that comes up when you feel successful. So how are you limiting yourself from success in your life? And thirdly, replace that feeling of guilt with the feeling of trust and expansion. So I have recorded this meditation that we just did for you in a separate audio. So if you want to go back to do it again, see the show notes and you should find a link there or on my website, newlightliving.com. And if you'd feel you don't have that breakthrough yet, if you want to invite this energy of expansion and success to come into manifestation for you, I recommend to join this month's online workshop where we set intentions with the use of bracelets at the new moon in Aries. And it's on March 24th. And if you're listening to this episode way after March 24th, 2020, I have this workshop available to you every month at the new moon. And I offer this free workshop video when you purchase your workshop bracelet kit. And it's such a powerful energy to start something new or give yourself that extra inspiration. So check it out. Check out the link in the show notes. Let's take a hold of your greatness today and bring it out to the world and celebrate. If you haven't joined the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community yet, head over to Facebook and join us there. Share with the group your success and greatness. Claim it today. Thank you for tuning into the show on New Light Living Podcast. I hope this episode helped you to see your life in a new light in some way. I'll be here next week with a new show for you. See you then. Trust the process, do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.